الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتصحرين، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected علماء, elders, brothers in Islam, we are in the midst or in the beginning of a very, very blessed month, of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to His slaves. He turns to them in forgiveness, He turns to them in mercy, and He turns to them in the acceptance of their du'as. And Allah ta'ala is looking at His slaves. They are competing with one another with good, to do good. And that person is truly deprived who finds himself in this month of Ramadan and does not exert himself towards the mercy of Allah. My dear respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala is the Kareem, Kareem Zat. We mention all the time around Ramadan, Kareem. What are we saying? What is the meaning of Kareem? One of the sifat of Allah, of the many, many sifat in which we have to remember this month, especially the quality of Kareem. Let us understand it in this manner. Allah is that Zat that can give bila intiha. Allah is that Zat can give without measure. Allah is that Zat that can give when it is not needed. Allah is that Zat that can give when it is needed. Allah is that Zat that can give with means. Allah is that Zat that can give without means. Allah is capable of doing everything and anything without the help of man. And man cannot lift a finger without the help of Allah. That Zat that is Kareem gives without measure. Gives without feeling any pain. Gives without feeling any loss. Gives in such a manner that the treasure of the Zat of Allah does not diminish. In the Hadith of Qudsi, it is mentioned that if all of us, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right till the last person that is going to come on the surface of this earth, all of us gather on one plane. And all of us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us ask to our heart's desire. While we're on this point, the smallest jannat that will be given to a person will be 10 times the size of this universe. So if we are going to ask Allah, every one of us ask to our heart's content, pour our hearts out. Our attachment to the dunya is such that we desire everything of the dunya. Each of us desires mountains of gold. Each of us desires the beautiful homes, the beautiful vehicles. All these things are from the treasures of Allah. It is not coming from where you are seeing it is coming, my dear respected brothers. It is coming solely from the Zat of Allah. So this Kareem Zat is that Zat that gives without measure. Allah gives everyone whatever they wish. And Allah gives more than what they wish. This does not diminish the treasures of Allah to this extent. Where a needle is dipped in the ocean, and when that needle is removed, what water is on the eye of the needle, that amount of water, that is less than what it will diminish the treasures of Allah. If all the wishes and the wants of the entire ummah Not one person, not two people, not three people, but billions of people. Allah fulfills all the desires, does not diminish the treasures of Allah. That is the Kareem Zat. That Zat that can give without any fear of losing. That Zat that wants to give in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah wants to give us, my dear respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is raining upon us. One salat, one farz salat that is performed in the month of Ramadan, Allah gives the reward of 70 faraid. One sunnah salat that is performed in the month of Ramadan, Allah gives the reward of one fard. That nafil salat that is performed in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward of one sunnah. Everything is multiplied. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. My slaves, what are they doing? Are they fulfilling my command in this month? Are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Zat that is Sami', that Zat that is Basir, that Zat that is Alim. Sami', all hearing. Basir, all seeing. Alim, all knowing. Allah knows every action of ours. Allah knows before we do the action, our intention that is in our mind is in the knowledge of Allah. This fast is a shield for us. It is a protection for us. As long as we don't tear away the shield, we are under the protection of Allah. The fast is not merely a physical exercise of staying hungry, of staying thirsty, without food, without water. This fast is a spiritual exercise to get closer to Allah. بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان. The five pillars of Islam, of which the central pillar is Iman. If there is a weakness in the pillar of Iman, then you will find that this weakness extends to the other four pillars also. There'll be a weakness in Salah. There'll be a weakness in Sawm. There'll be a weakness in Zakah. There'll be a weakness in Hajj. But if this Iman of ours is strong, if this Iman is worked upon, and this Iman is worked upon to such a level that the protection, the barriers of protection are put up in front of us, the eyelids become a source of staying away from seeing evil. The ears will stay away from evil. The limbs will stay away from evil. The heart will stay away from evil thoughts. And a person will be running towards Allah. When a person goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala opens up the doors of hidayat. Allah is that Zat, especially in this month. A person makes sabr in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala promises Jannah. You know, in this month we have been tried and will be tried and tested. Any small thing, a hungry man is an angry man. And as we saw yesterday, the day just drags on and on, wishing when is going to come to an end, when is going to come to an end. But this is the test of the ummah. وَلَقَدْ نَسَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. When the time came for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Madinatul Munawwara, the mashwara was made that a caravan fully laden with goods is leaving Syria and will pass by close to Medina. It'll be a time for us to intercept this caravan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with this booty. There was no intention for war. There was no intention to fight. So therefore we find that the basic items were taken on the safar. No heavy arms, less animals to ride on, because there was no intention to face the enemy of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. The intention was merely to intercept, to get the booty and to return to Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds with 313 of his Sahaba. The Badriyin Sahaba, What made them so special? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins? Because of the attachment to the deen of Allah, to the Rasul of Allah, and to this special occasion. When it demanded that at the month of Ramadan, to leave their homes and to proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were ready to do whatever the Rasul of Allah wanted them to do. Whatever was the command of Allah, they were ready to proceed in the path of Allah. Month of Ramadan, the month where we are fasting, we are hungry. There's no food in the belly. When there's no food in the belly, there's no strength. But Allah wanted to prove once and for all that this iman, the strength of this iman is sufficient for you. If your iman is strong enough, and your iman is such that you are fulfilling the command of Allah, whatever the Rasul of Allah is saying you are fulfilling, that iman will become ruhani taqat. It will be a spiritual food for you. That will be your ghiza. That will give you the strength. And that will be the means of your salvation. My dear respected brothers, this small band of Sahaba leave. And when they reach Badr, that is where the two armies are going to meet. Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an, Yawm al-Furqan. The distinguishing factor between Haqq and Batil. What is the truth versus what is against the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed that in this state of the Muslim Ummah, where they were the weakest, where they were out in the path of Allah, where they had nothing for their own protection, Allah ta'ala wanted the Muslims to realize that all help is from Allah. No other zat can help you besides Allah. You are in the most vulnerable position. You are at the weakest position. But your nigah and your gaze is to Allah. This is the lesson of the ummah. That we are nothing. Our wealth is nothing. Our position in society is nothing. All we have when we are in a predicament is this begging bowl to turn towards Allah. We are on safar, some halat comes, some conditions come upon us. Who do we turn to? We have to turn to Allah. This is the crux and the maqsad of this effort, my dear respected brothers. How every aspect of our life, we turn to Allah. Allah is the one that is my sustainer. Allah is the one that is doing for me. No other zat can do for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the salah so that we can take from the treasures of Allah. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased the reward. In the salatul taraweeh that we are said to read, that we are commanded to read, in the day we are fasting, in the night to stand in the Taraweeh Salah, for every sajda that we make during the Taraweeh Salah, for every sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a reward of 1,500 hasana. For every sajda, how many extra sajdas we are making? 60,000 hasana for performing our salah of our Taraweeh Salah. My dear respected brothers, this salah is a medium to get from Allah, is to take from Allah. But we have not realized it. Our efforts are continuing. And we still think in our heart that it is through my efforts I'm achieving what I'm achieving. And it is through my efforts, this little dunya that I have got, this piece of the world that I have got, it is through my effort. Qarun said the same thing. He said that whatever I have got of this dunya, of this world, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. Such a treasure was given to him, my dear respected brothers. Such a treasure was given to him that camels had to carry the keys to his treasures. But when he went against Allah, he went against the Nabi of the time, and he thought to himself that I am better, ananiyat. I am better than everybody. I'm more wealthy than anybody and everybody. Allah Ta'ala showed him. Allah Ta'ala took him and his wealth and pushed them into the earth where they will continue, where he and his wealth will continue to sink right up till the day of Qiyamah. So this salah, this treasure Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is a means for us to deal with Allah. If you want to talk to Allah, if you want to talk to Allah, put your head down in sajda at the time of tahajjud and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask whatever you desire, ask for whatever you want, Allah will grant it to you. And if you want Allah to talk to you, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This is the month of the Quran. This is the month where we're supposed to attach ourselves to the Quran, become the lovers of the Quran, become the reciters of the Quran, hold the Quran close to you. The recitation of the Quran must become so beloved to you that if I don't recite the Quran, I must get that agitating feeling. I must be agitated. I have not fulfilled one of the amal of the month of Ramadan. In this time and age, we have people that are completing one khatam a day of the Quran. In this time and age, where we have the social media, where we are so busy with our work, so-called work, where we are so engrossed in the things of this world. But if we can make the time, if we can take the time away, that time that has been wasted, that time that is wasted on the phone, if we calculate that time, 3, 4, 5 hours on the phone a day, if the phone is switched off and we use that time to recite from the Quran, imagine every letter that we recite from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it by 10. 10 hasana. And Allah ta'ala grants you 10 rewards. Allah ta'ala makes maghfirat. So every Quran, every letter that we recite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward. And in the month of Ramadan, again is multiplied. And if you're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again is multiplied. How much of reward? How much Allah ta'ala wants to give us, my dear respected brothers? This Quran was revealed bit by bit to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The weight of the wahi was so strong, was so great, that if the head of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the thigh of a sahabi, that sahabi should feel as if his thigh bone is going to break because of the weight of the wahi. If this wahi was descending while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the back of a camel, the camel was forced to sit because of the weight of wahi. So this wahi that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this kalamullah, if you want Allah to speak to you, my dear respected brothers, become a reciter and the lover of the Quran. Nowadays it is propagated. No, you have to understand the Quran. The barakat of the Quran is not linked to its understanding. The barakat of the recitation of the Quran is linked to its recitation. Learn how to read. Allah will open up the understanding. Learn, if you want to learn or you want to understand the Quran, sit at the feet of an alim, a mufassir, who can teach you the proper meaning of the Quran. That Quran that was revealed bit by bit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Quran that is a means of hidayat. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The quality of taqwa, the quality of being mindful of Allah, the quality of realizing who Allah is, the quality of knowing Allah is with me, the quality of knowing Allah is watching me, that will give you the proper understanding of the Quran. Once, Sheikh Abdul bin Basit went to Russia, and he recited this Quran in front of non-Muslims, in front of the kuffar, in front of the parliament, the Russian parliament. He was told to recite, and he recited. And when he recited, every person that was sitting in that parliament began to cry. Did they know the meaning of the Quran? Did they understand the Quran? The words and the effect of the words of the Quran is linked directly to the heart. It affects the heart. And once the heart is affected, it becomes soft. And once it becomes soft, it is ready to accept everything and anything. So this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's favors are descending upon us. This is a month where Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many ni'mats. Allah Ta'ala has that person that stands for Taraweeh Salah in the month of Ramadan with Iman, with Kamil Iman and Ihtisaban, and he's making hisab of himself. He's looking into his heart. He's thinking to himself, how do I bring myself closer to Allah? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَمْبِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all those sins that he has committed. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِ Verily Allah and His malaika send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ That ibadat of sihr. Allah is so ghafoor rahim. Allah is so merciful upon us. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is descending upon us. We are eating sihri for our own benefit, so that we are full, so that we have enough strength for the whole day. But Allah and His malaika are sending mercy upon that person that has sihri in the morning, that consumes the sihri food, a food of barakah, a food which gives us the strength for the entire day, a food that is utilized for the energy for the entire day. And we find that because of this, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, eat of that food. And Allah Ta'ala is sending His mercy upon us. Similarly, when we fast the entire day, we fast with our eyes, we fast with our ears, we fast with our mouths. No ghibat, do not talk backbite on anybody, do not slander anybody. The best way in the month of Ramadan is to visibly carry a tasbih and make the zikr of Allah. And when you get the chance to give dawah towards Allah. My dear respected brothers, we are living in this environment, this mahol, beautiful mahol, alhamdulillah. Where, alhamdulillah, most of the people are fasting, most of the people are performing salah. Even if a person does not want to perform salah, but he sees the environment he is in, he sees a person going to the masjid, he will follow the person to the masjid. If he sees a person fasting, even if he is not fasting, he will not have the courage to eat in front of other people. My dear respected brothers, what about that part of the ummah? That part of the ummah that have not realized that it is a month of Ramadan, that does not know that Ramadan has started. That once I met a person yesterday, I asked him, are you fasting? No, it's so hot and I have to take my wife to the hospital, and excuse upon excuse. And like that we find other people also. Once we went for barakah to one house, it was after Zuhar, and the person is sitting and having lunch. So we ask him, don't tell anything, but the excuses start coming. I'm not well, I have to eat this. Allah knows best, maybe it's a jaiz shari excuse. But the point is, who is going to reach out to that ummah that have not realized that this is the fazilat and the virtue of the month of Ramadan? Every moment is sacred in the month of Ramadan. I have to spend my time in tasbih and tahleel. I have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jannat. I have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for redemption from the fire of Jahannam. Who is going to reach out to them? And my dear respected brothers, there are hundreds and thousands of these people going to the areas where there are low income groups. Go and make effort in that area. Go and see what is the condition. The other day, the land invasion unit came and broke a shack down. So they phoned us, what must we do? When we go there, it reminds us of a war scene. Everything is gone. The roof is gone. The walls are gone. Only the basics of the house is there. Who are they going to ask? Who is going to tell them, turn to Allah? Ask from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace what you have lost. So this effort that Allah ta'ala has given us, this effort more in the month of Ramadan, more in the month of Ramadan, this effort is so important that to love, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, love for yourself, what you love for yourself, love for others also. Have you got that quality, my dear respected brothers? We are speaking of ikram, All the time you mention ikram. But have we got that love for humanity? That person that hasn't got a house, ask him how valuable it is for him to have a shack. That person that hasn't got a shack, who is sleeping in the roadside with one sack over him, ask him how valuable it is to have a shack. My dear respected brothers, the love for the creation of Allah. The ummah is suffering. There's hunger out there. There's starvation out there. There are people that hasn't got food. There are people who haven't eaten for days. One of the main aspects of the month of Ramadan is that to feel the hurt of what those people who haven't got, what hurt they feel, the hunger they feel when there's no food to eat, the thirst they feel when there's no water to drink. That is one of the things that need to come into our lives. That feeling that there are people out there who haven't got these things, the basic things that humanity needs to survive. So it is our responsibility, my dear respected brothers, to reach out, to go in the forms of jamaats, to go into these areas, to make effort amongst these people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing on the plains of Badr, and he is raising his hands, and he is engrossed in the highest form of ibadah. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. Du'a is a pinnacle of ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing, and he's making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's saying, "Oh Allah, if this small band of Sahaba are destroyed today, there will be nobody left to take your name ever after." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put forward his weakness and the weakness of the ummah. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah. My dear respected brothers, when we are faced with a difficulty, are we turning to Allah? Are we turning to amal? Are we placing ourselves before Allah? Are we rubbing our foreheads on the ground, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The asbab has become so numerous that now we feel that we do not have to look at musabbibul asbab, and that is Allah. Are we turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hands, making dua. The shawl that is on his shoulders fall down while he's begging and beseeching Allah. My dear respected brothers, then the help of Allah comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are weak, you are vulnerable, I will send down salasata alaf bil malaikati munzaleen. 3,000 malaika will come and assist you, will come to your aid. And if the kuffar, the next ayat Allah ta'ala mentioned, Bala in tasbiru wa tattaku, that make have patience and be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the kuffar have to attack you where you did not know of the attack, I will send down 5,000 malaika to help you on the battlefield. 5,000. These are the promises of Allah. And this is what had occurred. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very clear. In the ayat that comes after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That help only comes from Allah. I have sent these malaika to help you. But that was for a reassurance of your heart. But help only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to ask, ask from Allah. Allah will give from His treasures, my dear respected brothers. So this has happened. This happened on the second year of Hijri, where the battle of Badr had taken place. Before that, let us not forget, 13 years of Qurbani, 13 years of sacrifice, 13 years of Mujahada in Makkah al-Mukarrama, starvation, hunger, boycott. Whatever the Kuffare Quraysh could do to make the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam miserable, they had tried it, but the help of Allah was with the Rasul of Allah. So Badr takes place in the second year of Hijri. So all that sacrifice, 13 plus 2, 15 years, then fast forward, another 6 years forward, on the 8th year of Hijri, we find Fatih Makkah had taken place in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the Muslims with victory. The Banu Qurayza and the Banu Bakr, at the pledge of Hudaybiyah, the tribes were given a choice. Join whoever you want. Either you join the Quraysh or you join the Muslims. So Banu Quraysh had joined the Muslims. Banu Bakr had joined the Quraysh. And the treaty was for everybody. And we find that the Banu Bakr had killed a few of the Banu Quraysh. The Banu Quraysh had gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lodge a formal complaint. So that was the time when the treaty had broken. Now the Quraysh, they are fearing that we went against, we had helped the Banu Bakr against the Muslims. Definitely the Muslims will find out we have broken the treaty. They sent Abu Sufyan to Medina, to Munawara, to patch things up. He goes, nobody wants to listen to him. Rasulullah turns his face away. He goes to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr turns his face away. Hazrat Umar turns his face away. He goes to Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali tells him, just go to the masjid, make an elan. And whatever happens after that will happen. He goes and makes an elan. And when he comes back to Makkah, the Quraysh asks, what you did? He said, this is what happened. He said, you wasted your time. The treaty is broken. You did not speak to the Rasul of Allah. That's what we sent you for. We have to prepare now. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves Madinatul Munawwara on the 10th of Ramadan, on the 8th year of Hijri. And then he proceeds towards Makkatul Mukarrama. Few years prior to that, 313, a small band of Sahaba, now marching into Makkatul Mukarrama. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. A huge army, over 100,000 men, are moving towards Makkatul Mukarrama under various flags of their tribes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells one of his Sahaba, take Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, make him stand at the pass and let him watch this army proceeding into Makkatul Mukarrama so that the fear comes into them. Why do we make Ramal and Ittiba at the time of Tawaf? When the Muslim army had entered into Makkatul Mukarrama, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them, march with your chest out and walk in a hasting manner around the Kaabatullah. So this will inculcate fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. So my dear respected brothers, two of the greatest battles we can see, the battle of Badr and Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, had taken place in the month of Ramadan. Besides this, the Sahaba had moved out in the path of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Numerous incidents are recorded where in the month of Ramadan, the Jamaats of the Sahaba had moved to the various places of the world for the effort of deen, for the effort of iman. So we are saying that this is the month of Ramadan. This is a month of qurbani. This is a month of sacrifice. Let us exert ourselves in this month to earn more and more rewards. If one person begins to fast who was not fasting in the month of Ramadan, we had visited him whilst we were out in the path of Allah. We knocked on that door. We knocked on his heart. He made tawbah. He starts to keep his roza. He starts to fast. The reward he gets for his fast, the same reward you will get also. If we take one date and one glass of water and we give it to somebody that is fasting and they break their fast in this manner, then Allah will give you the same reward that He has got for fasting. Allah will grant you the same reward also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give, my dear respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zat is the zat that wants to give. But are we ready to take? That is the question. Are we ready to involve ourselves in these amal? The amal of hidayat. The amal where we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where a person comes closer and closer to Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that jinnat and insan were not created except for the worship of Allah. So, we find that this month we exert ourselves in ibadat. Alhamdulillah. But what about that 90% of the ummah out there that have no inkling and no desire and no talab towards fulfilling the ahkam of Allah? Forget fasting. They have no desire to fulfill the normal salah. Who is going to go out there and reach out to them? Who is going to speak to them? Who is going to give them dawat? Are we waiting for somebody else to do it? It is a collective responsibility of the entire ummah. But we all know that we are We are shirking this responsibility on a global level. Everybody says that it's his responsibility. And he says it's his responsibility. And he says it's his responsibility. In the end, nobody does it. So everybody, all of us, starting with ourselves, we must have this in our heart, that this is my responsibility. I am responsible for every man, woman and child. If one person is not reading his salah, it is because of my weakness. If one person is not keeping his fast, it's because of my weakness. So exert ourselves in ibadat to get closer to Allah. And through this infiradi ibadat, let us get quwwat in our da'wat. Let us get power in our da'wat. Allah Ta'ala will give us such power that the words that you speak, it will affect the words of the persons that you are meeting. It will affect his heart directly. Allah Ta'ala will open up the doors of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala will illuminate his heart with nur. When Malik bin Dinar was walking and he saw that house being built, and he decided, let me give da'wah to that youngster. Because it looks like the dunya has came into his heart. So he goes and he gives him da'wah. And a person that was involved in major sin, Allah Ta'ala made him a mustajabu da'wah. Where he could guarantee a house in Jannah for that youngster. What made him that? To call towards Allah, to speak towards Allah, to speak to Allah. He gives a written note guaranteeing that person, that young man, if you give me that 300,000 and I will distribute it amongst the poor, this I will guarantee you a house in Jannah. A few days later, Malik bin Dinar reciting Quran after Fajr in the masjid, a paper flutters down on top of the Quran, he picks up the note, it's that same note that he had written for that youngster. At once he hurries to that house, he sees a mark on the door signifying there was a death in that house. When he sees that, he knocks on the door and he asks, what had happened? He said, the youngster passed away. Passed away. Did he have any special wasiyat? He said, yes. That he told us before he passed away, this paper here, when I pass away, slip it in between my coffin and bury me with it. So Malik bin Dinar pulls out the paper and he shows it to him. He said, is this the paper? He said, yes, this is the paper. A house in Jannah is not a plain thing, my dear respected brothers. That is how Allah can elevate you if you involve yourself in the amal of da'wat. Give da'wat and then your infiradi amal will become strong. And through the infiradi amal, your da'wat becomes strong. You will speak about Allah. Allah will make you a mustajabu da'wat. So the people throng around him. Malik bin Dinar will tell him, give us the same thing. We'll give you 300,000. That specific promise was for that specific time. That time is gone. I cannot promise anybody anything now. So my dear respected brothers, the month of Ramadan is here. We have jamaats with us. The UK jamaat is here. Bangladesh, Pakistan jamaats, local jamaats. All these jamaats are in our vicinities. It is, they have come. They have sacrificed. Now we have to sit with them and work with them. That how we can take out more and more people in the path of Allah. The object is to take people out. We have lost sight of the object. That is why we are stagnating at this point. Because nobody is coming out cash. Before when the jamaat should come, they should make cash tashkil. 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, 4 months. And people should come out cash. And we find that the revolution had taken place where we find all these things have come into existence. The masjids, the madrasas, the khankas. This mahol in the month of Ramadan. 40 years back, 50 years back for Durban. The Hufaz should come from Cape Town. Now we got so many Hufaz that Alhamdulillah Taraweeh has been performed everywhere, at every venue. In Roverport itself, must be over 200 venues where Taraweeh has been performed. So my dear respected brothers, Dawat is the main branch. Dawat is the trunk of the tree. And if the trunk of the tree is rooted properly, then we find the benefits taking place. And if the root is weak, and the trunk is not strong enough, cannot support, then we see the collapse taking place. So my dear respected brothers, this is a mocha for us to rise and shine. My dear respected brothers, our lives are short. Who knows we are going to see the next Ramadan. We as living here now, some of us will bury all our brothers and sisters. And some of us will bury none. That means the one who passes away first, he will bury none of his siblings. And that one who passes away last, he buried everybody. But all of us have to go. It is a time where we have to forgive one another, make dua for one another. Whatever little differences we had with one another, forgive each and every one and turn to Allah. This quality will come when we strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go from person to person, door to door, when we see the condition of the ummah, we can see who is suffering, what is the suffering of the ummah. Forget the loss of the world, but the loss of the dunya, the loss of akhirah, because of the weakness of iman. I haven't got a house, somebody came and gave me money, become a Christian, and I will give you this house. How easy for a person to become murtad? The ummah has the istidad of going to save each and every person, my dear respected brother. It is only a matter of making that mujahada, making that sacrifice, coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making that intention that, oh Allah, utilize me for the sake of your deen. Rasulullah s.a.w. and the Sahaba had left Medina, had gone to Badr. Rasulullah s.a.w. and the Sahaba had left Medina, gone to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with victory in Badr. Allah ta'ala had granted them Fatih Makkah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Where till today we see that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flourishing. So my dear respected brothers, who is ready inshallah to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the month of Ramadan. Usually in the month of Ramadan, our Ashara Jamaat comes out. First 10 days, second 10 days. And obviously we also say that sunnah itikaf, that we should make the intention, those that have the time, those that want to sit for itikaf should make the intention for itikaf. So the last 10 days is set, we sit in the masjid in the itikaf following the sunnah of Rasulullah. But for the first 20 days inshallah, or in no intention for itikaf, in the last 10 days also, who is ready to spend some time in the path of Allah? MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Allah accept. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Allah accept. MashaAllah, Allah accept, MashaAllah. All those who intend to spend time in the path of Allah in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, after the tashkil, after the dua, we'll come to one side and the tafakkud will be done, and thereafter the jamaats will be being. My dear respected brothers, also we know that the 4 months jamaat that comes out, this is a staqaza that is ongoing, that every halka, every masjid, should make fikr that how we can get one or two satis ready. We have made an intention of 150 satis for the next 3 months to go for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that will only come into wujud if every masjid takes it to heart. Then as we also know, the chilla jamaats, the masturat jamaats, the masturat effort is taking place. The 4 months pedal jamaat, alhamdulillah, one jamaat is out on the south coast from our Durban. They are out for 4 months pedal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that jamaat returns, how another jamaat can get ready to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our masturat, the fikr of our elders is the masturat fikr. That how the masturat can go out in the path of Allah. 3 days, 3 days, 10 days, and then get ready for chilla, 40 days to Pakistan. And thereafter, once in 3 years, to make one tashkil to some foreign country or local in the masturat jamaat. We'll all try and do this inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا هنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم اللهم لا تضع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا هنّان يا منّان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تضع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا همّا إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها أوله وآخره دكه وجله سره وعلانية اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم
قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وانصرنا على عدوك وعدونا. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. يا الله forgive our sins, يا الله. Ya Allah, all those sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly. Ya Allah, the gunaya kabira, gunaya saghira, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed numerous sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, cleanse us of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us sinless as the day our mothers have given birth to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the nafrat of sins into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sinning into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not look at something that is not jais for us to see. Let us not hear something that is not jais for us to hear. Let us not speak something that is not permissible for us to speak. Ya Allah, let us not walk towards something that is not permissible for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the A'la Darajat, the highest stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day people are leaving this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when it is our turn, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we are leaving this world, let us leave this world with the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, all our near ones and dear ones that have passed away, fill their covers with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open up the window of Jannah. Ya Allah, let the cool breeze of Jannah blow into the qubur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling the heat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the heat of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be light in the qabr, Ya Allah. Let there be a cool breeze in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us stay away from interest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, stay away from all those things they have made haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those who have children at home that need to get married, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah. We are like beggars at your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, where your mercy is descending, where our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that one moment of this day, this mustajabu da'wat, du'as are accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us sabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the health and the wealth and the time to fulfill the rites of the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our weak and broken efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, open up the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the people flood into the deen of Islam. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of spending some time in your path, Ya Allah. Of going to visit the less fortunate, Ya Allah. Of giving them da'wat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of calling them towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we ask for, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we didn't ask for, Ya Allah, grant us that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are hundreds and thousands of jamaats moving throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant people hidayat through the efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them the means of the hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them the means of guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ulama ikram, our pious predecessors who gave their lives for this effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them forgiveness, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest stages of Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is through their efforts that we are seeing this level of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to continue with this effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us and forgive us. Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayrin ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin ma sta'azaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sami'na wa ata'na wa furanaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Let us engage in zikr and dua, inshallah. These last few moments before iftar, very, very maqbool time, let us engage in dua, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.